Don't it feel good to be free? Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Just remain standing with me. Hallelujah. Prayers are for all those that are sick tonight, unable to make it. Remember Brother Sosha in your prayers, Sister Betty Van Essler, and, Sister Catherine Gonzalez, and Brother Jared Motes, and just going off of memory. I'm sure there's a lot more that I can't remember. Pray for all those with the election year, strange viruses. Hallelujah. Thank the Lord. It's so good to have, amen, Angelica and Leo and Braxton here with us. God bless y'all. Y'all for being here. Amen. Guest of Brother Landon Yancey. Amen. He's a little soul winner. Hallelujah. Good to have Miles here. God bless you for Sister Melissa. Thank you for being here. Hallelujah. It's always good to have Ann Strand with us. God bless her. Thank you for being here. Amen. Everyone else that's made it out to God's house, and it's so exciting to have Jesus here. Hallelujah. When Jesus is in the house, it's not dead church anymore. Hallelujah. You read that Old Testament, he said, your sins have separated us. And I believe people get so conditioned to have dead church because they've never been taught repentance, that they don't know what to even think when the Spirit of God begins to move. I'm going to tell you, the day the church started, it was so powerful that everybody that was looking thought they were all drunk. Amen. But the man with the key said, they're not drunk as ye suppose. Hallelujah. He didn't deny the fact that they were buzzing on something. They'd got some Holy Ghost power. They'd got a hold of some new wine. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. I'm thankful to be a part of the church today. Amen. The church that there's only one of. Amen. He said he'd build his church. He didn't say churches. He didn't say 50,000 different denominations. He said, I'm going to build my church. Amen. Upon this rock, upon the revelation of who Jesus is, upon the revelation that he's not the vice president of a man-made trinity. Paul would say it like this: great is the mystery of godliness. He said, this is wild. God was manifest in the flesh. Jesus said, when you've seen me, you've seen the Father. Hallelujah. That's why we get baptized in Jesus' name. Because neither is there salvation in any other. For there's not another name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. In Jesus' name, baptism is for the remission of sins. That word means the cancellation of debt. I tell you, the wages of sin is death. And every man's got to make up his mind what he's going to do. Who's going to pay your debt for you? You want to pay it? I don't want to spend eternity lost without God. But thank the Lord, there was a man named Jesus that laid it all down. And said, when you go down in Jesus' name, everything that you ever done will be paid for. Every sin will be written off under the blood. Just told a young boy not long ago, I said, everything you did on purpose and everything you did on accident, God don't care. It's going under the blood tonight. I'm thankful I'm free. Hallelujah. I'm thankful I'm free. Amen. No longer bound by the things of this world. Amen. He said the one that's forgiven the most will thank him the most. And when you see somebody that looks like a wild man, just know in your heart that guy was forgiven of a whole lot of stuff. Somebody that's God pulled up out of the miry clay, that man, that woman's going to praise God. No matter what it looks like, as awkward as it may seem, when you're free, something just bubbles up. When you get the Holy Ghost, I don't know how to explain it other than what David said, just taste and see that the Lord is good. Hallelujah. Never forget, for many years growing up, I went to Pentecostal church, raised in it, and kind of giggled at some of the people. they were very reserved compared to what I am when I think about what God's done for me. Jesus said, out of your belly. That means out of your innermost being shall flow rivers of living water. This he spake of the Spirit. They didn't even know what the Holy Spirit was at that point. And he was kind of giving them a little cliff notes of what it's going to be like. You ain't going to know what to do. It's just... Jeremiah said this word is like fire. Shut up in my bones. Say, well, I don't think you ought to do all that moving. Why don't you try to get the fire and then tell me you shouldn't move? Hallelujah! I'm going to tell you, one thing people don't do in fire is sit still. Fire will make you move. Praise God. I'm thankful for the day God filled me with the Holy Ghost. Amen. Can I preach a little while? Just a little thought the Lord gave me this afternoon. Amen. If you got your Bibles, I'm going to read Psalms 147, verse 1 and 2. I'm going to sing or preach about what they were singing about. I notice I felt fear when I said, I'm going to sing. Hallelujah. God didn't give you that spirit of fear. Don't worry about it. If I start singing, it may be bad, but it'd be anointed, I promise. Hallelujah. Don't worry. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Psalms 147 and 1. The Bible said, praise ye the Lord. Why are y'all doing all that jumping and shouting and dancing? Because the Bible said to. Hallelujah. The Bible said if we don't praise him, the rocks will cry out. I'm not going to let a rock cry out in my place. I'm not going to let a rock shout in my place. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. The Bible said, praise ye the Lord, for it is, everybody say good. It is good to sing praises unto our God, for it is pleasant, and praise is comely. Amen. This is my favorite verse of the night. The Lord doth build up Jerusalem. He gathereth together the outcast of Israel. The Lord builds Jerusalem by gathering together the outcast. Amen. You never know what's going to happen. You never know who's going to show up, who's going to be sick, who ain't. I just trust God, and so whatever he tells me to preach, I just preach it. So I want to preach a little while from this title, A Congregation of Former Outcast. Hallelujah. Set your Bible down. Lift your hands to the Lord together. Come on, let's shout out to God for a few moments. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Yela baba sataya. Yela baba sataya. Oh, hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. My Lord, I'm glad He called me out one night. I'm glad He pulled me out one night. I'm glad He had mercy on my spirit. Ha-ta-ta-ya. Come on, clap your hands to the Lord together. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you for standing. You can be seated. Amen. I'm going to preach. Everybody say, a congregation of former. Everybody say, former. Outcast. Hallelujah. You can walk in a Pentecostal church and it looks like everybody's got it all together. Let me tell you a little story. They used to not have it all together. Hallelujah. Amen. You're looking at a bunch of farmers. Amen. Jerusalem and Israel are a type or a representation of the church. And the scripture says the Lord builds the church. He builds up Jerusalem. The New Testament would say it like this, but now hath God set the members. Amen. You think you got any control over who sits and who goes? You're all mixed up. This is God's house. God decides who's going to sit here and who ain't going to sit here. Hallelujah. That's why you can't hate anybody on the other side. That's why you got to love everybody. Matter of fact, He said, you'll know My disciples by their love one unto another. Amen. It don't matter if they act like you, think like you, talk like you, look like you, skin color like you, speak the language you speak or not. It don't matter. If God set them here, you better fall in love. Come on, everybody, praise the Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Amen. God sets the members, and then the Bible said He gathereth the outcast. Amen. The outcast is the ones that are thrown away. Hallelujah. The ones that are rejected as useless. The ones who have been expelled. The ones that are in exile. The ones that are driven from their home or their country. The Bible's describing that God would build His church, and a lot of it would be built by people that nobody else wanted. We're about to, praise God, is this a shock of y'all's life? Can I read on? Hallelujah. For ye see your calling, brethren, how that not many wise men after the flesh, not many mighty, not many noble are called. But God hath chosen the foolish things of the world to confound the wise. And God hath chosen the weak things of the world to confound the things which are mighty. And the base things of the world and things which are despised hath God chosen. He said, I didn't pick you because you were all that. I didn't pick you because you were mighty. God said, I picked you because I loved you. I didn't pick you because you were great, talented, and so full of wisdom, and you were so noble. God said, Israel, I looked down upon you, and I picked you just because I loved you. Hey, I come to preach to some people when you had nothing to offer God. God went ahead and reached down and picked you up out of a miry clay, and he set your feet on a rock. Hallelujah. Amen. I understand how God works. Not all of it, but part of it. Amen. How he takes people who are in such trouble in their lives and such disarray, and he begins to work things out. Amen. When you get on an altar and you repent of your sins and you get baptized in Jesus' name and God fills you with the Holy Ghost, God's about to start changing your life. Well, is anybody with me tonight? I said, God's about to start changing your life. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Amen. I know, amen, when I walked in, I was broken. I didn't have anything to offer God. I didn't have two nickels to rub together. Amen. I was in a mess. Amen. The repo man took my house. Took my cars, took my trucks, took my weed eater. You talking about humbling somebody and take your weed eater away. Amen. It gets even worse. You move in with your in-laws. Amen. I feel. Praise God. Thank God I'm free. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. Not that I had bad in-laws, but they were wonderful people. Amen. My father-in-law is going on to be with the Lord. My mother-in-law is a sweet woman. Amen. But she's still a mother-in-law. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. She loves me. I'm the favorite son-in-law. But amen. But there was something just about thinking you're on top of the world and God taking you and tying you up and locking you down and setting you in the back room down the hall on the right at your in-law's house. Well, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Such were some of you. Hallelujah. Boy, I feel the Holy Ghost in this place. Amen. Amen, but you know what? When God got me down on the very bottom, he got my attention, and I figured out I didn't have all the answers. Yeah, when I thought I had the world by the tail, I figured out the world had me by the tail. Amen, and I ran to an old-fashioned altar, and I got on my face, and I said, God, I'm tired of doing it without you. Amen. I can't do it. I can't even walk if you don't hold my hand. I'm going to tell you, God's got to get people to a place sometimes where he can get their attention. Amen. I tell people all the time, you may be on bottom, but thank the Lord he loved you enough. Amen. That he ripped the rug out from under you and let you know you wasn't the one calling the shots. Hey, God is a merciful God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Man, I walked into a church with 2,000 people. Amen. The pastor drove a Jaguar. Praise God. Biggest building I ever seen. I thought, my Lord, and everybody in there had real nice clothes. And I thought, my Lord, I'm an outcast. Hallelujah. Such was some of you. Hallelujah. But I just sat there a little while. When I wanted to leave, God said, no, You're not leaving. Hallelujah. And God kept pulling me back. Amen. And I kept trying to resist the word of God. And I'd go to church and I would, 27 years old, I'd just bow up. Don't touch me. Get your hand off me. You don't want to get a whooping tonight. Hallelujah. But God has a way of taking that vice and putting it on you. And if you don't go to the altar one night, he'll just crank it down one turn. Step back and see what you do. And I'd come back again. And I was the most miserable person in that church because I was an outcast. Amen. What I didn't realize is God goes out and gathers up outcasts. What I realized was, is the reason I was in that church, it was God going out and pulling me every day. September 11th, 2001 happened. This nation was under attack. Thousands of people died. I was not living for God and stubborn, and go to church with my wife sometimes, feeling outcast, feeling broken, feeling dejected, feeling broke, feeling whatever you could feel like. I felt like junk. Amen. You know what? I thank God he let me feel like junk a little while. Amen. Son, I ain't saying he's got to do you like that. You may be spiritual high IQ, but I wasn't. Amen. And so this nation came under attack, and all of a sudden the fear of God came upon me. Amen. I'm going to tell you something. The greatest blessing in your life will be the day the fear of God comes upon you. Amen. That's the beginning of wisdom. I wish every parent would teach their children the fear of God. Amen. I can't teach them anything if they ain't got a fear of God. You can't teach them anything if they ain't got a fear of God. But the fear of God come up on me that day. My Lord, I'm about to be lost. I had gone to church the Sunday before the Tuesday. Some of y'all don't even know what 9/11 means. You're so young. Google it when you get home. Amen, if your mom lets you. But anyway, yeah, don't Google anything else. Praise God. And I thought, I'm fixing to pray right now. I've never prayed in my life, I don't think. Nobody's here with me. I was off at a school. I don't know why I'm telling all this, but I'm just telling all this. I was off at a school in Oklahoma all by myself. My mama wasn't there to pray with me. My wife wasn't there to pray for me. Brother Holmes wasn't there to pray. Nobody was there to pray for me. All my friends were gone. That's why you better get some roots for yourself. Hallelujah. And I started praying. I didn't even know how to pray, really. I just started crying out to God. And I prayed, God, I want the Holy Ghost. Amen. Cameron, you're going to get the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Amen. Hatarabasa. Hallelujah. I was praying, God, I don't even know how to pray. I don't even know what to say. I just, but something came over me, and I just started crying out. God, help me. I don't even know what I need. I've been praying, but, the Sunday before. See, y'all got me off track. I went to church with my wife on Sunday before 9/11 of 01. And my pastor stood up there, and I was just going to church with my wife. I didn't want to. And he said, they could drop a bomb on New York tomorrow, and people would start repenting. Come Tuesday, by 9 o'clock in the morning, brother, I was trying to figure out how to pray. I prayed and cried until I felt clean on the inside. I didn't even know how to. I just made deals with God. I'm just telling you how I was. This is how God wants you to be. He don't want somebody else to teach you the words to say. If somebody says, say this, you're saying it for them. I know there's times you can help people and all that, but there's a time where off the drawing board of your own heart, you just got to figure out how to make a deal with God. So I started praying. Matter of fact, I told an old man sitting at Cracker Barrel the other night this story. I said, I made a deal with God. I told him, God, if you'll fill me with the Holy Ghost, I'll be whatever you want me to be. I wish I could have took that back 1,000 times. Amen. But when I say something, I mean it. And I told God, I'll be whatever you call me to be, whatever you want me to. Just don't let me burn in hell. Just fill me with the Holy Ghost, God. Hallelujah. And I cried and I prayed and I said, God, I got to have it. And this is how ignorant I was. But I think God likes ignorant faith sometimes. I believe God loves ignorant faith. I said, God, if you don't give me the Holy Ghost, I'm going to wear you out every day of your life until you do. Now, you know he like to fell off his throne right then. But when he got through laughing, he knew I meant business too. And he knew I was going to be at that church on Sunday. As soon as I could get there, there wasn't going to be nothing going on until I got the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. And I went down to an altar and I lifted up my hands. See, I'd already repented. I'd already made deals with God. God, I'll quit whatever you want me to do. I'll stop. I'll change. I'll quit listening to my old honky-tonk music. See, what's wrong with honky-tonk music? It'll take you to the honky-tonk. That's the only thing wrong with it. It'll just take you the wrong direction. That's why you got to get Jesus music. It takes you toward Jesus. This ain't rocket science. Amen. I done made deals with God. And I said, God, I'll stop doing whatever you want. I took the Copenhagen, threw it out the window. Oh, it got kind of quiet all of a sudden. Amen. I took the chew in the back and I threw it out the window. I didn't even know anything was wrong with it. I just felt God begin to deal with my spirit. Hey, I started making deals with God. And on Sunday night, God filled me with the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. And there's just a special feeling about an outcast that got the Holy Ghost. There's just a wonderful feeling, Brother Carl, when God reaches down and gets an outcast and pulls him back to Jerusalem and fills him full of his spirit. Hallelujah. Amen. What you're looking at tonight is a congregation full of former outcasts. People that their marriage was falling apart. People that were looking at 40 years of prison. People that were walking out of the drug house. It's an old, I love the song that says, you should have been there when I pray through. The church was on fire. And the Holy Ghost too. From the top of my head to the sole of my feet. Felt the Spirit moving all over me. Hey, it's beautiful when God. Reaches way outside of Jerusalem. The Bible said God's building Jerusalem. Reach way outside these walls. Finding people down in the honky-tonks of Texas. Dancing to the ungodly music. And he says, I'm going to let them dance before the throne room. See, this is what the enemy does. He talks to people and says, you would never fit in with those people. Those people got it all together. Did you see all them nice cars in the parking lot? Did you see all them nice shoes? Oh, I wish you could have seen my shoes. I wish you could have seen my wonderful automobile before God got a hold of me. It was like a 1970-something Honda Prelude with about 400,000 miles. And a lot of times I would have to back up on the hill so I could push the clutch in, so I could let it roll a little bit and boom, 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 boom. Well, they just got it all together. Now, let me tell you who's got it all together. God's got it all together. God loves to bless his people. God loves to take situations that are totally dysfunctional and begin to put function back. Amen. Take families that are messed up and be. Come on, don't act like you had it all together when you got here. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Why do you act like you act? Because God's been good to me. Now, Jimmy, I made deals with God. Maybe a lot of things I ain't. I ain't a singer. One thing I am, I'm a word keeper. Hallelujah. And I got into that church and I started praying every day. And God began to open up the windows of heaven. It wasn't like I got flooded day one. It ain't like you go from rags to riches living for God. But God works incrementally. He said, I'm not going to give you all the land at one time. God said, I'm going to give it to you little by little to make sure you can handle what I give you in case the animals begin to run you off. He said, I'm going to give you a little bit of land and let you take dominion of it and show me you can be a good steward of what I give you. And then I'm going to give you a little more. And I'm going to make sure you're going to be a good steward of that. Then I'm going to give you a little more and a little more. And as long as you walk with God. Hallelujah. The sky is the limit. Man. I didn't come to preach about that. This is what I come to preach about. The most beautiful thing in the world is when the former outcast begins to praise God. Can I read it to you again? He wasn't talking to just everybody, I don't think. Maybe he was, but this was kind of like a little segment for a few people, I think. I don't know. Everybody should praise the Lord, but I'm talking about something special right now. He said, praise ye the Lord, for it is good to sing praises unto our God. For it is pleasant and praise is comely. That means praise is attractive. It means praise is beautiful. Amen. And there's nothing as beautiful, amen, as when a former outcast. Begins to praise the Lord. Somebody that once was lost in sin, but Jesus. Hallelujah. There's nothing as beautiful about the outcast when they begin to lift up their hands in the sanctuary, when they lift up holy hands without wrath and without doubting. And they begin to praise God from a pure heart. Hallelujah. Spirit-filled future. And they're praising God. You talking about beautiful. Come on, lift your hands to the Lord together. Hallelujah. 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 It's beautiful. The praise is comely, but there's nothing as ugly as a former outcast that forgets where God brought them from. And they get all puffed up after God has given them the promised land. And instead of praising God like they ought to, they start looking at the idols of the world. Amen. Instead of worshiping God, they begin to worship idols. Amen. Let me tell you, God's got this thing that I call the loop. Amen. I don't like the loop. The loop is, if you don't learn, you're going to go right back around again. Amen. The children of Israel went around for 40 years. I'm not interested in wasting 40 years with no progress. Hallelujah. Boy, I feel the Holy Ghost in this house tonight. Hallelujah. When I wake up every day, I don't want to wake up full of pride. I don't want somebody to have to argue with me to get me to pray. I don't want somebody to push me for me to praise God. Come on, somebody help me right now. Hallelujah. 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 The Bible said, let the redeemed of the Lord say so. You don't walk around saying so. But you ought to let your praise say so. You ought to let your prayer life say so. You ought to let your holiness. Come on, this is beautiful right now. Come on, somebody that's redeemed of the Lord, you ought to get off that pew. You ought to say so. Somebody. And I feel like the Lord has helped me with something. David said, my sin is ever before me. David did a lot of idiotic things, and such were some of us. But I think I've come up with something that God gave me. When the Lord puts in front of you what you used to be, that ought to give you verbiage to thank God for. Well, I feel Jesus in this place. When the devil says you ain't nobody, you're just an old blah, 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 you ought to say thank you, devil, for reminding me what God brought me out of. Thank you, Jesus. I'm not an old so-and-so anymore. Let the redeemed
of the Lord.
What is your body language saying tonight? See, Pentecostals get, church gets so loud, people can't hear what you're saying. It never gets so loud they can't hear your body language. I'm about to the point, don't take this personal, but there's a lot of people, I don't even listen to what they say. I mean, I listen, but I watch what they do. Bible says you'll be known by your fruits. You can lie for a year. Fruits don't come out for a few years. If you're a pecan tree, you can lie for 9 years saying you're an apple tree. When them pecans start coming out, people are going to think, you ain't no apple tree. Let the redeemed... Not just my mouth. Not just the fruit of my lips. But let every step I take, everything I do, everything I touch, everywhere I go, the way I praise, the way I pray, the way I forgive. Ooh. He went there. The way I forgive. Can you imagine being redeemed from all the sins that you ever committed? And God saying, I'll put them in the sea, never to be remembered again. And then somebody else do some little hiccup thing with you and you want to strangle them. You know what will happen if you ain't careful? God will put your debt back on you. Not I. I feel the Holy Ghost. The praise of the outcast, Brother Clint, is beautiful. Now there's a few of you, you was born in church and you were like, you got the best testimony. I wish I had yours. Amen. I really do, but I don't, so I'm not envious of you. What I did try to do is to make some boys that had a different testimony than I had. Don't let the devil beat you up. God goes way out. He goes way out to Kirby, I think. I think God knows where Kirby is. Hallelujah. He goes all the way to Glenwood, I think. He goes all the way to the village. Well, hallelujah. I know he goes all the way to Malvern. Goes all the way to Lone Oak, too. Stuttgart. Southwest Little Rock, Crockett, Texas. And he says, I think I'll get that one. I think I'll get that one and pull him back to Jerusalem. I think they're going to praise me.
I think they're going to know how.